Okay. The pill should be in full effect right about now. All right, time to make some introductions. Hello? Wait, why are your eyes open? Can you hear me? Are you awake? No. How are you not fully knocked out? What do you mean? Do you like get kidnapped often or something? No, it's just because I've like never seen this before. Like ever? Yeah, no, these always work. Let's see. Is the expiration date right? Okay, it looks like the expiration date is right. Did I give you the wrong dose? How much do you weigh? Oh, no, I know it's impolite to ask someone their weight, but this is purely scientific. I mean, you're very attractive. That's kind of why I want you. But... oh, God. No, I gave you the right dosage. I think I gave you maybe too much. Do you get kidnapped often? Have you, like, built up a tolerance to this? Okay, you know what? It's fine. I'm a little bit annoyed. Not gonna lie, I'm not mad at you. Just annoyed at the situation because I was kind of hoping to fit in kidnapping you into, you know, my day-to-day schedule. Like, I have work after this. I know, but you were supposed to be asleep and I was supposed to be gone by now. We were supposed to be already in my car and on our way to the second location and you wouldn't have been any the wiser. So please don't take offense to that. You weren't supposed to be awake. To be fair, it doesn't seem like you can really move your body. So if I wanted to take you right now, there's not much you could really do to stop me. I mean, here. Try to stop me from touching your face. Can't, right? Okay, so you can't move your body. That's good. That's good to know. Okay, where do we go from here? I guess I can just try to, like, get you to sleep, right? I mean, I just wasn't prepared for this. I wanted to take you home and then get you comfortable. I even... Oh, yeah, I brought it with me. Hold on. Here it is. I even got you this little stuffed animal to welcome you home with. It's super soft. I don't know if you can see very well right now. It doesn't seem like you can because you're kind of... It seems like you're trying to search the room for where the voice is coming from. I'm right here, sweetie. It's a teddy bear. A brown teddy bear. Here, feel how soft it is. It's nice, right? It's so fuzzy. You know, I brought it with me in case if you would wake up while you're in my trunk so that you had someone to keep you company. It's super soft. Oh, it still has the tag on it. I hope you don't mind. Do you have scissors? Oh, it's fine. We'll take care of it when we get home. Does the teddy bear feel nice? Yeah, it seems like you're enjoying it a little bit. There's something I'm able to do to kind of make you a little more comfortable. I actually brought a few things to make you feel comfortable. Yeah. Oh, so we should probably introduce ourselves to each other. I mean, I already know everything about you, so you don't have to say anything. But, hi, I am your stalker. Oh, that's creepy. Maybe I should try to rephrase that. Hi, I am your future lover. Your wife, your future wife, the future mother of your children. Yes. Sounds like a good introduction. And to prepare for my role, I have been researching you. Yeah, researching you. That's what it is. It's not stalking, it's research. And I kind of just fell in love with you. And I knew that you had to be mine, and I know you've been having a really bad week this week, so I thought I would cheer you up by taking you on an impromptu vacation. Yeah, it's not kidnapping, it's just you're going on a little vacation that you didn't even have to plan. That's nice, right? So, to try to win you over, I looked at your internet history. It was a lot less creepy than I thought it would be. No, it's not that I think you're creepy or something. I don't get that vibe from you at all. But, you do like to delete your internet history with a surprising amount of frequency. So I was wondering for the day that you would slip up. It was just ASMR. What are you so ashamed of? So I figured you would kind of like it if I gave you some, what's the word? Oh, tingles. If I gave you some. While you were trying to adjust to your impromptu vacation. Yeah. So I brought some stuff with me. I wasn't supposed to use all of this till later, though. I mean, I just picked it up at the store. I thought we would do it. Which is a very pretty location. It's not like a basement or anything creepy. You know, it's a cabin in the woods. No, a little villa in the forest. No, I can't. It's pretty. It's not as creepy as it sounds, I swear. You trust me, right? Oh, don't give me that face. You might not be able to see your face, but I can. Here. I think you are just a little stressed out. I'm getting a whole lot of attitude from you, not a whole lot of encouragement. And come on, I mean, I worked really hard. I had to break into your house without you noticing, and you're home surprisingly a lot. I mean, I know that you go out and all. You have things to do and errands to run and blah, 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 blah. But you're home. And I need you to be gone. And you're home and you're not. And it's just, it was difficult making our schedules match up for me to break into your house and drug your, what was it? Monster energy drink. You know what? You really need to stop drinking these. No, you drink way too many energy drinks, buddy. It's ironic that your energy drink is the thing that put you to sleep. Well, it wasn't easy, but at least we're here, right? And now I'm gonna try to relax you. Let me see what I have. Let me see what I can do for you. Here we go. Brushes. I picked these up pretty recently, so you don't have to worry about these being dirty. They're brand new. Here. Face and your ears. You know, I really think that one of the best feelings is a nice fluffy brush on your face. I mean, that's why girls like doing each other's makeups, because it just feels so nice. One of these days, I'm gonna have to do your makeup for you, so that you understand. I'm joking. I won't do your makeup unless you ask. And brush, 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 brush. And brush. On you. How do you think I can get that blush on you? I mean, I could use makeup or something else. Brush, 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 brush. Brush, 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 brush. Maybe if I kiss you. I'm joking. I won't kiss you unless you ask. I have no doubt that you'll ask me soon, though. I mean, I'm pretty hard to resist. I'm joking. My goodness. If you hate all my jokes so much here, now you don't have to listen to them. Seemed like you were enjoying that. Brush. So, what's it like being someone's entire world? No, because you are my entire world. I would imagine it would be pretty nice. Having someone to love you and fall on over you. Unconditionally. Forever. And ever. 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 And cook. Because I can already tell that you're starting to get a little grumpy. You know, your eyes really are pretty. And even though you can't see me, I love gazing into those big, bright orbs. I just wish that hatred and malice wasn't reflecting back at me. But you know what? It's fine. I know you don't like surprises. For now. But if you keep up with this attitude, we're gonna have to do some things to adjust it. If you catch my drift. Now, I don't want to do those things. No, I really don't. I'd much rather do fun things. Not judging. Here, I actually have something for that. Where is it? Oh, here. I'm gonna let you try to guess what this is. Well, maybe if I put it on you, you'll be able to guess. A little sticky. And it smells good too. It's slime. Is so much fun. Hold on. Feel that again. Your ear's completely covered in slime. Can you hear me better? Here, and let me just... Do you trust me? No. Trust me, because I have complete control over you right now. I mean, I can do nice things for you like this. Or out your eyeballs. You can't really fight back right now. But don't worry. I won't do mean things to you. I like you. I'm doing good. I mean, I doubt you'd give me a compliment, though. You just seem to be that type of person. When someone takes you against your will, you're like, no, I'm not gonna compliment you on the good job you're doing, even though I am getting tingles. Now that's not nice. No, that's not all your fault. I think that's the slime. Nice and dry. lot of people would kill to be in your position right now. To have a crazy, obsessed stalker, whatever you want to call me. Whatever helps you sleep at night. Brushing and loving on your ears. And what do? You complain. It's okay, I mean, I understand. You didn't really get to choose this. I mean, it's not like you didn't actively choose it, though. What do I mean? It's not like you really prepared to not be kidnapped. Like, there was no alarms on your doors or anything. And no, like, security cameras. You didn't even deadbolt your door. Like, you you haven't been not trying to get kidnapped, is what I'm saying. I've been following you around for like a while and you still haven't noticed me? Now that's a you problem, honey. That's you just not being observant. I'm sorry, but it's true. Oh, actually, speaking of, hold on. Observancy. I need to grab something from my bag. Right. Here, this. And a pen. And just taking the cap off. Got it. What is this? Oh, no, this is your goodbye letter. What do I mean? Well, people are gonna wonder why you're gone. Where you went. Whether or not you went willingly. That's where this comes in. See, I'm gonna write, "Dear family." Right? That sounds natural. I am sorry. Period. I simply cannot handle the stresses of day-to-day life. What sounds like you? It has become too much to bear, so I am leaving. On a trip to where, somewhere far? Alaska with my girlfriend. I need to put that secret. Girlfriend. She is so sweet and caring. Please don't look for me. Signed, you, but in cursive. What are you smiling about? What do you mean they'll know it's not you? No, I'm pretty sure they're gonna think it's you because I memorized your handwriting. So, the only thing they might not be able to get me on is your signature, but people tend to not really look too closely into those, you know? Why? Well, because your signature changes over time, you know? And unless you've, like, written something with the bank recently, they're not gonna really have anything to compare it to. I think I'm fine. I'm sorry, I think we're fine. Now, I think I'll take you to the car. Yikes. Hold on, stay still. You're joking, right? How long have you been in bed? Ugh. No, it's just, you have like the worst case of bedhead I've ever seen. Like, in my entire life. Lucky for you, I brought a brush. It's really cute. It has these, jewels on the back of it. Here, let's, tell me if I hurt you, okay? Wow. This is bad. Did I hurt you? Okay, there's a knot here. Let me try to... It's very pretty. Yes, it's pretty. It suits you. You know, before you got that haircut, I was like, ugh. You know, your old hair just didn't suit you that well. Frames your face better. Okay. It's really bad here. I'm sorry. This might hurt. Night and day. Absolutely gorgeous. And you know, I can pamper you like this every day. Rid of all the humdrum work, life, school, cleaning, cooking, blah, who needs it? It can just be you and me. Just you and me. Indulging in life's pleasures. Like brushing your hair. Something so simple, and yet feels so good. See, your hair is perfectly detangled now. And I'm still brushing it. I know it makes you feel good. I want to do this all the time with you. Just making each other feel good. Just enjoying life together, you know? Alright. Now, let's try to style this. Like this? No. Like... You know what? I think I'm making this look worse than what it started out with. What if I just do it like this? How do you normally style it? You're no help. I'm just gonna do it like this. Alright, there we go. You look good. I guess we should get going now, right? Is there anything you want? Anything you want to take before we go? There's one thing you want. What is it? Just ask. A kiss? See, I knew you'd be asking soon. Where do you want it? Your forehead? Your nose? Your lips? Your ears? You want me to kiss your ears? Alright, I mean, if that's what you want. Here. Alright. What if I just... This feels so awkward. Okay. I'm just gonna go for it. If this is what you want, I'll do it. Sorry, was that too much? No. Okay. Yeah. do this on your mouth. Yes, I'm being serious. Now, let's get you home, okay? Are you ready to go now? Do you want to go? That's what I like to hear. So go to sleep and I'll drag you to the car. Your time of relaxation and being spoiled rotten starts now. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited to have you. Now go to sleep.